52 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Words of wisdom from Tim Walz.
Never underestimate a public school teacher.
The Minnesota governor accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president at the convention in Chicago, dialing it back to his days as a high school football coach.
It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field. And boy, do we have the right team.
His Republican counterpart, J.D. Vance, spoke with CBS's Nora O'Donnell about what he didn't hear from Walz.
Here's what Kamala Harris has already done to ease the suffering of people who have not done well under this economy. He can't say that, which I think is a huge indictment of Kamala Harris's leadership.
Vance plans to join former Vice President Trump at a stop in Arizona today. The duo plan to highlight the crisis at the southern border. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Packers A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Only because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what, so it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The conversation on the field was balls and strikes in the net.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trigvi Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, G. Calvin. It's day four here in beautiful downtown Chicago in the Democratic Convention. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Yeah, the weather's beautiful. I think we're going to warm up a little bit today. And then, yeah, you'll be back in town tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Who was it that clicked the heels three times and said, there's no place like home?
That Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, I'm ready to get back. You know, although I have to say, man, what's been transpiring here, the energy level, the excitement level is unmatched. And I was at the Republican convention and I saw that and I remember thinking, wow, man, these people are going crazy here. This is how the Democrats going to match that. Well, I can tell you they've more than matched it. They've exceeded it. And, you know, but we're going to talk about all that later on. It's Thursday, so that means it's time, the best hour of the week for me all the time. We are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
All right. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Well, I'm feeling great, man.
My wife is back, so.
Ever since I started interacting with you, I am feeling more youthful. It's just true, man. I'm feeling more youthful.
Thank you.
You know, did a lot of walking while I was here, and there's a lot of walking when you're at one of these things, never felt fatigued. I owe that all to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was helping.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about this morning. You want to begin with talking about allergies. So are there a couple different times a year? Clearly, in the spring, allergies spring up, but I didn't know so much about the allergies of the fall.
Yeah, so what I see as a pharmacist is that we refill some medications for seasonal allergies, and I see many of the patients are taking them all year long. Like loratadine, cetirizine, these are second generation antihistaminics that help with allergies. And some patients that have allergies due to unknown causes would be taking them for a long time, for years. but then they would have problems with some side effects, like I would say one of the most prominent, because we are in the integrative medicine field, is drying the fluids of the body, having a dry mouth and having drying of body fluids. Women have this problem that's happening later in years. And one of the reasons is the chronic use of these antihistaminic medications. So I wanted to put some light on this important topic, because the seasonal allergies are, in simple terms, the overreaction of the immune system to allergens like pollen, mold, or dust mites that are more prevalent in certain seasons according to every city or every state. Symptoms can range from sneezing, itchy eyes, to more severe reactions like asthma or even anaphylaxis in rare cases. But they happen, and patients find an easy fixes to just take loratadine or fexofenadine antihistaminics. But the challenge that happens is that many times there is underlying causes that we do not look at and we do not understand. So we try to use an easy fix. But sometimes and many times that doesn't last for long and the allergies come back. And that's why we have to understand that there are underlying causes that we have to explore and figure out, and not just rely on the medication or even a supplement. All right.
You know, Dr. Omar, that this coming fall and the time of the year, if you go into a pharmacy, and there are, and I remember as a young boy, working in a drugstore for about 5 years, and when people had colds, you could point them over to an area and they may be able to get some Alka-Seltzer or they may be able to get a couple other things. But there certainly wasn't a massive aisle that had maybe 300 different types of, of drugs that you can get over the counter. There were a handful of them. With this explosion of all of those different medications that you can take, you just talked about the fact that they can dehydrate you and all of those things, which really, that's not a good thing, is it? Once your body becomes dehydrated.
Yeah, it makes your body dehydrated, and also you're taking a medication that maybe you do not need it if you fix your gut, because many times you have there is a gut brain connection, there is a gut lungs connection, there is if you don't fix your gut and you have problems like leaky gut, certain foods that you eat that cause you to be increase your allergies, if you eat certain foods and you're not exploring that, you're going to keep to have allergies. And there are many people that have sensitivities, and sensitivity is like a lesser term than allergy. Sensitivity means some foods are causing inflammation in the body and doesn't necessarily cause allergies. But if you keep doing those insults to the body day after day after day, that's when the problem happens. Some people cannot tolerate gluten and dairy, and they eat it all their lives, and they don't realize it until they stop gluten and dairy for 6 weeks, and they introduce it again to the body. And that's what we call elimination diet, is that a suspected allergen or a suspected food or something that can cause a problem to your body, an allergic reaction, you stop it for a long time, like 6 weeks, and you introduce it again, and you realize the changes that happen in your body. And that's one of the reasons why some people start to have gluten and dairy-free diet after they realize they have those kind of sensitivities and the challenges. And that can be the easy fix for your allergies, that you don't have a reason why they are happening, but we see it a lot in the pharmacy setting.
You know, Dr. Omar, you use verbiage and terms that I always have to ask what they mean, because many of us in this listening audience have heard the term leaky gut. And so we've heard the term, we don't know what that is, and we don't know the impact of leaky gut and what it does to the system. Can you give us the definition of what leaky gut is and why that's so critically important that we address that?
Sure. There is absorption of food happens in the small intestine, and there is like lining on this small intestine that is very thin. It's like one layer of cells thin. When this layer is damaged, it allows the undigested food particles, toxins, and bacteria to leak through the intestinal wall and enter the bloodstream. So when they enter the bloodstream, they trigger the immune system, leading to inflammation and contribute to a range of health problems. So when this happens and you have this leaky gut because of the inflammation in this lining of the small intestine, this introduces illness to the immune system. Many people would have autoimmune conditions and they are all linked to the leaky gut. To give you an example, many patients with thyroid issues, their thyroid problems, like they are thought to have a thyroid disease, like like Graves' disease, or even medication, like a health condition that makes them need to take medication. But just fixing their gut and improving what they eat would fix this problem. Like hypothyroidism, they are suspected to have hypothyroidism. If the doctor starts them on a medication, they're going to continue with the medication for life. That's why many of the doctors, when they see patients having problems in the thyroid, they start fixing the gut, improving what they eat, improving, increasing the leafy greens and vegetables, and trying to decrease the amount of gluten and dairy and see if this is improving things. So leaky gut in simple terms is inflammation in the body due to problems in absorption of food.
Right? So you said this thin tissue, paper thin wall that it breaks through. Can that be healed? Or once that is damaged, does it seal itself back? I'm sure with the great creation that the Creator created, it certainly can heal itself.
Yes. There is programs that would help to heal the leaky gut. There is something called the 5R program to heal leaky gut. And those are, in simple terms, we decrease the insults by improving the foods that we eat, and then help to heal the inflammation, and then taking supplements that would prevent the absorption of the foods that can leak through the gut to the bloodstream, and then add the probiotics and the healthy culture to the gut to help improve and thrive for the gut. It's like a 3 months program that is kind of multifactorial approach. And unfortunately, it's not paid by the insurance. Patients pay money for it. But it's 3 months program that it can change the life of a human being.
Dr. Omar, I thought you were going to say something simple like it heals itself.
But
that's really kind of mind blowing that once that occurs and people aren't even aware. I bet you the majority of adults are walking around with leaky gut.
Yes.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Thursday. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. By now, you know it's Thursday, and my favorite hour of radio every week is with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by calling the pharmacy 262-429-9429 and speak to me or leave me a message through option 2, or go to wiltopiarx.com and communicate with me.
You know, Dr. Omar, you're talking about, you know, the fact that we're entering that time of the season with allergies and all those kind of things. And then you throw a curveball and talk about leaky gut. And that if we could somehow fix the leaky gut, we'd have less, be less affected by the allergies and those types of things. The leaky gut has to be fixed. I guess I would take it. I mean, prolonged leaky gut can cause serious illnesses to us.
Yes, sure. So the question gets to be if we have leaky gut and how to fix it. And there are tests for the gut to check on the leaky gut. And these tests are kind of standardized, and GI doctors can help patients to get them. Now, the challenge is to identify it and then fix it. I have just a patient a month ago when we did the test for her leaky gut, and we found that she had sensitivity and allergy to gluten and dairy that she loves to eat. When we stopped that, her life changed dramatically. She was not able to lose weight. She was always inflamed, aches and pains. She is using PPI, pantoprazole or omeprazole every day. When we helped her to just stop the foods that are causing these inflammations in her gut, her life dramatically changed, and she's reaching her health goals. So if we start from the gut, we're going to fix the immune system. We're going to fix the brain, and we're going to help with any autoimmune condition. You are what you eat, all right? You are what you eat. I am what I eat. Everyone is what they eat, because that's the medication that we take every day, is the food. So improving the food is very important, and that's where we start. And the programs, most of the programs that start to heal the leaky gut starts with one thing, one important thing. Remove, eliminate the trigger foods and harmful substance. Identify them. And to identify them, that's like a process, and you need a clinician or someone with knowledge to help you identify what you have allergies to, because some people, we're not going to tell them to stop eating the foods that they have to eat because A, they are not sensitive or allergic to those foods. B, if they stop these foods, they're going to be hungry and they're going to be weak and they're not going to thrive. So I just want to tell the audiences, like, it's not something that you have to do on your own, but always a check with your GI doctor or the practitioner or the clinician or with me if you come across, because it can be, it has to be an individualized plan based on your case of what you can, what your body affords to do in the coming few weeks and months.
You know, Dr. Omar, you always make me think, and there's always a next question that you make me have to ask after you get through explaining things. So how many of us have GI doctors? You know, I've got several doctors, and our systems are so complex and complicated that there are specialists in almost every line or endeavor of our, the different systems in our bodies. So do we have to, you know, connect with all these different doctors and the different systems that they represent? Or you're saying if we eat properly, we can eliminate having to deal with, you know, nine different systems in the body, nine different doctors?
I think one of the easier ways to start is to kind of monitor and have a kind of a diary of the foods that you eat and the symptoms that you have with your in your health. So maybe after you eat eggs, you start to feel bloated and tired and acid reflux. So, okay, how about if I take eggs from what I eat for a few weeks and I would notice, do I notice a difference? Do I not notice a difference? To have a diary of what you eat and what triggers your system. And then when you go to see your doctor, your general practitioner even, speak to them about your symptoms and they will refer you, and then you will see the doctor after a few months, unfortunately, and then it's going to be a loop. But we have to advocate for our health. Like, there is always going to be a way for us to identify the specific issue that we're having, and then we'll ask more specific questions, and that's when we're going to connect with the clinician that will help us.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's sensical, because it is a matter of the quality of your life and the longevity of your life. These aren't things that you're talking about that we should have options on. These are things that you're talking about that should be things we address every day, like making sure that the lights are on, that we pay the electric bill, that we, you know, that we put gas in the car, that we get the oil change. You're advocating that we do those same things and even more so for our own health.
Exactly. Just a recent memory, my dad had a heart attack couple of years ago, and after the heart attack and the stent, another stent was put in his heart. The first educator that came to my dad is to talk to him and educate him about the foods that are important for his heart health. What can he eat to make his heart health better? Okay. So, okay, if I eat those foods, they have to be absorbed and digested. So I have to protect my gut in order to kind of get the benefits of the foods that the doctor was recommending. The question gets to be, is it just probiotics that I have to take? Is it digestive enzymes? Is it a mix of different things? So yeah, it can get more complex.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is frightening for me, because, you know, you have to be a pharmacist or a doctor, it feels like, in your own understanding of your physiological system, you know.
All right.
So hold the thought, Dr. Omar. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding. Well,
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruell was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Chippewa Falls is considering a change to its water rate for the first time in 10 years. According to a WQOW report, the city is hoping to complete a rate study to evaluate their potential rate change options as their operating costs continue to rise. In the application materials to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, the city says their goal is to avoid changes to the rate structure while keeping it affordable. The application was scheduled to be heard by the Public Service Commission on Thursday morning. A number of Chippewa Valley residents gathered in Altoona this week raising money to help a local nonprofit fight homelessness. According to a WEAU report, Family Promise of Chippewa Valley hosted its 21st annual Hike for the Homeless event at River Prairie Park on Tuesday. The organization seeks to help families with children experiencing homelessness with short-term shelter. The event is the largest of the year for the nonprofit, routinely raising 5% of their annual budget between the hike and fundraising raffles. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house.
A whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we say goodbye to Chicago, reviewing a busy convention week for Democrats and looking ahead to the 74 days left to campaign.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. You know, Dr. Omar, you're talking about allergies and those kinds of things. And, you know, prior to you coming on, and I'm sure I know for a fact there was no way I ever could have drawn a correlation between leaky gut and allergies. And so as I was talking earlier about you walk into a pharmacy and there's almost a football field long, well, I'm exaggerating just a little bit, of different, you know, antihistamines and other things that you can take once you, you know, wind up with a cold or those kind of things. And I remember a year or so ago, maybe 2 years now, there were questions about whether or not many of those things actually worked. And so let us know, you know, when, so if we haven't taken care of our leaky gut, we're going to wind up with these allergies. We have them now. You know, what can we do? It's already done. The leaky gut has already rendered us, you know, susceptible to having the allergies. What can we do short of going back and fixing it, which is a process? What can we do to alleviate or relieve some of these symptoms?
Great. There is a simple and can appear simple and complex at the same time, but I will explain it in simple terms. It's called the 5R program. All start with an R. First one is remove or eliminate the trigger foods and harmful substance, in which we identify and remove the foods and substances that may be contributing to the gut inflammation and increase the permeability, which causes the leaky gut. The common culprits include gluten, dairy, refined sugar, processed food, alcohol, artificial additives, and preservatives. So we work on that. That's the first R, okay?
All right, I'm sorry. So, okay, so what you're going to suggest is that we eat a diet like the rabbits.
Eat more leafy greens. Okay, that's a very good idea. What can we do? We increase from the good foods, and the good foods will push away the bad foods. Increase, I wake up in the morning, I eat a healthy meal that has foods that have avocado, that have leafy greens, that have things that are healthy for me. If gluten and dairy are suspect that cause me sometimes after I eat them, I feel stomach upset, I will wait on them for 6 weeks and then introduce them again to see how things are. Alcohol is a big challenge when it comes to leaky gut. The healthy amount of alcohol per day, per week for optimum health is an absolute zero per the most recent research of health and wellness, longevity, gut health, brain health, all of that.
Dr. Omar, I hate to interrupt you, but you have to repeat what you just said.
Yeah, the alcohol, amount of alcohol that is for optimum health, that's going to keep you in optimum health, is an absolute zero. Zero cups for men, zero cups for women. I am responsible for saying this because science is not lying to us. It's telling us the truth. Alcohol causes problems in the brain, in the gut, in the liver. It's just kind of, if you just stop drinking alcohol, it's going to change everything for your health. It comes as a problem and a challenge for many different health conditions. So that is I know that I can ask for the moon. I'm not gonna get there, but at the same time, we have to know, like, what is the goal? Where am I going? Okay, if someone's drinking alcohol 3 days a week and they decide to do it just once a week based on having the fact and the compass, that is going to be an achievement. So we have to be realistic, because people are coming to the doctors with health conditions and they're not treated. And they come back and say, I don't see hope in taking these medications. But maybe if we do other things that kind of is going to be less cost effective. I mean more cost effective. I'm not going to pay a lot of money. I'm just going to eliminate something that harms me.
Right.
That is going to be important. So the first R is remove. Second R is replace, in which I support the digestion. Replace, support the digestion and essential nutrients and enzymes. And this is when we say digestive enzymes. These are supplements. They don't need to be expensive. They can be like papaya enzymes that has papain and digestive enzymes that help break down the food and make the food more effective and more accessible to the body to take. It might also include taking some bile salts, stomach acid. These are kind of supplements, okay, to replace the essential nutrients and enzymes. Number three is restore. Restore the healthy gut bacteria. And this is when the probiotics and fermented foods, fermented pickles and yogurt that doesn't have a lot of sugar, kefir, kimchi, kombucha, these are the fermented foods that help. All right. And then we repair after that, in which we start to heal and strengthen the gut lining. And this is by certain products like L-glutamine, zinc carnosine, aloe vera. That's when we say aloe vera is good for helping healing the gut. That's aloe vera, my friend. This is repair. We're repairing the gut wall. And then number five is rebalance, in which support the overall wellness and stress management. I am a health coach. I help patients go through these five steps because it can sometimes appear overwhelming, but it's 5-R program. This is very easy to follow if we are patient enough to follow. It needs willpower, understanding that we want to live as God gives us opportunity to live on this planet, but I want to be in optimum health and making the best out of my day.
Right? You know, Dr. Omar, many of those in this listening audience used to smoke. I know I'm one. Quit smoking so long ago, I can't even remember why I even began to smoke. But I have stopped. I was never a heavy smoker, but I was able to overcome that. And so many of the people in this audience, the same way. But when you're talking about these things, we have to understand, hey, we quit smoking. It wasn't easy.
Yes.
But we were able to resist those temptations because we knew it was not good for us. And we started getting all the negative information about cigarettes. And many of us were able to quit it because we knew it was not healthy for us in the long run. You say same thing with foods, with the different foods. We do have the power within us to overcome those things, because many of us have overcome even greater challenges. But the other thing that I'm hearing you say, and it's what I'm going to do once I get back home, is I'm going to look at the different systems in my body and understand how they work. I don't need to read the books that made physicians or pharmacists. But in the simplest terms, we need to understand the inner workings of the systems of our body so we can do the right thing. Is it safe to say that?
It is safe to say that. And we can always look from the one medication or the one thing I can do in order to improve my health. I'm glad that you mentioned the smoking, because I was reading some articles about the top five things that can affect the cardiovascular or heart health. Smoking, by the way, also causes leaky gut. But smoking, I want to also remember vaping, because I see a lot of people that use vape do not think that they are doing anything wrong to their health. Just because vaping is new and the research on it is still new and coming, but vaping can be detrimental and have a lot of health problems. And if someone is vaping, you're doing a habit that is kind of not healthy for you. So always remember that, because unfortunately many people say that we quit smoking, but they are vaping. So it's just a lot of chemicals that come into those vapes, especially with all of those colorful fruits and smells to the vapes. All of these are coming to the lungs. And I think in the coming years, there's going to be more emerging research about the harmful effects of vaping on people's health.
Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, certainly the younger you are, and your system is younger, it's newer, and it can resist or fight off a lot of the things that, you know, we do as young people. And the system is strong enough to fight those things off. But as we age, the system ages with us. Is it safe to say that? And is less able to fight off those different things that we were able to fight off when we were younger?
Sure, because when you're younger, your cells have more energy. Yeah, the heart of the cell is the mitochondria that kind of helps to push energy inside the cells. You have much more of those. You have more of the anti-aging mechanisms. The systems are more flexible and easy to change. And that's why when I see a young girl or young boy not eating breakfast, working long hours, and not caring about what they eat, anything, garbage food, every single day, I tell them, you are taxing your body and you're not going to know the result until 10 years later. I tell them, like, you're going to end up with 1, 2, 3 and you don't see it now. And I'm sorry to tell you that I'm coming from the future and I'm telling you, take care of yourself now, because this body needs to serve you for another 60 or 70 years on this planet. So, and when they start to change their diet, to change their habits, stop vaping, stop smoking, they, oh my God, this is a wake up call to me. I didn't know that I can run and I can go to play sports for an hour and a half as I used to, like before I started this habit. Yes, we have flexibility in our systems, but even for young people, when they start to change their habits, they realize their potential at this age and they can do much more than what they're currently doing.
You know, Dr. Omar, the dialogues and conversations that you present to us, I don't know about anybody else, but they always make me think, you know, before I reach for that bag of potato chips. You know, and I mean,
me too.
Wow.
Me too.
You know,
I have young kids. I have the same temptation.
They've got an aisle. They've got an aisle that is a football field long with potato chips and other things. And, man, they know just what to do with it to make you long for it. 844-967-2789. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoons.com and see for yourself.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
They can go call 262-429-9429 or go to welltoprx.com.
And all right, let's go to David Mechlin. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, Dr. Omar. Really quickly, good morning, I wanted to hit one subject, and you've mentioned about vaping and smoking, but I actually have a friend of mine who is a marijuana user, and I've been reading a lot of different things, how marijuana can certainly affect the body in a very negative way and affect others. And I wanted to see what your thoughts are in regards with that.
It's actually a good question, David. Thank you very much for the call.
Marijuana has clinical benefits of helping patients with pain, like cancer patients, though it's legalized in many states. The challenge that we have for people that take it longer term, first effect that we see is the dependence, the mental dependence. Some people, longer term use of marijuana, would think, okay, I'm not going to be in a better mood if I'm not taking marijuana. So the mental health, there is a risk with the mental health. The other thing also, especially for younger adults, is that it will help you to be calm, but it's not going to increase the IQ. It's not going to make you thrive in school or in work. Being stoned hours in the day is not helpful, not healthy. Sometimes it's an escape technique from an anxiety, from depression, but it can cause those problems. I have a friend of mine that used marijuana once in his life, and I swear to you, Earl, he almost committed suicide. He couldn't sleep for days. His chemicals in his brain just kind of got rewired somehow after this. It took him 2 years to heal from it. He lost a year in school. He was he's an engineer now, civil engineer, and it was detrimental for him. So yeah, it's challenging to say, like, okay, just because something is legal, if something has some health benefits, is that everyone would go and take it and tell you, okay, I'm using it recreational use and I'm all cool and everything. We have to be realistic and not run from the core problems of what we have. For people who have depression and anxiety, and this is the only thing that's helping them, I think they have to rethink that. If they need to take any of those agents, it has to be under medical supervision. So we're talking about cognitive and mental health effects, cognitive impairment, short-term effects that can be attention, decision-making. Long-term effects can be cognitive impairment that make them need to stop it, and anxiety, paranoia, depression, psychosis, all of these come in the side effects of using those agents. Also smoking, like it's like vaping and smoking, so there is lung irritation, there can be carcinogenics. If we are getting those products here in Wisconsin, it's not legalized, so what you're getting is not actually monitored by any anybody. So I mean, like, what's inside it that make it better? So that's another question. So I told you the story of someone that was smoking marijuana before, and then he had a neighbor, he heard her crying, so he went to comfort her. And then next day, what happened is that he went inside, she found someone entering her house, and then she accused him of harassing her. And he was just like, he went to the court with a doctor, a professional doctor, who came with a long list of side effects to explain to him that this guy was not in his right brain when he entered this lady's house. This is marijuana. This is something that is something that we have to consider and see, not just because all the kids are doing it, how my kid can do it without a problem because he is cool and he's not yelling. No, it's not the case.
So, Dr. Omar, we're going to try to squeeze George in. George from Racine. Good morning to you, George. You say what?
Oh, good morning, Earl. I have a question for Dr. Omar. I guess a couple months ago, I took my Medicare exam. And they give you the lipid panel test, and then there's a comprehensive metabolic panel on there. And you can see, like, your glucose, your sugar. And mine slid up. I think it was just 1 over 99. And I asked my doctor about that, and he says, you know, George, he says, I'm not too concerned about that because your history doesn't indicate it's really going to be a problem. But he said, you know, it's probably something you ate the night before. It's like a 12-hour fast. So my question to Dr. Omar is, what would be a good meal for someone who has to take that sugar test the following day? What would be a good meal for the evening before that?
The evening before that, you should eat a regular meal that's low on sugar, just low on sugar. Okay, but if it comes back high, I would recommend that you would get a sheep device and test your blood sugar at least 3 times a week at different times and take it to the doctor next time because there may be insulin resistance on the rise in your body.
So Dr. Omar, quickly, what number can he call you to get further information?
262-429-9429.
Dr. Omar, we got to run. Always great to talk with you. You have been officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You got to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.